Okay, so let's have a look at the next chapter, manage change. So in a business, the main reasons for cause of change include the following. One, changes in technology. Two, changes in competition. Three, changes in employee expectations. Four, changes in law and regulation. And five, changes in customer expectations. So if we look at the first one, changes in technology. So technology developments are having a major impact on how and where businesses operate. There are new and faster methods of production, for example, robots, marketing and selling through e-commerce, and a method of communication through email and voice conferencing. So they have all resulted in a business having to adapt to change because of the technology. The second one then is changing in competition. So competition are constantly changing because businesses are updating their employees and introducing new products, or updating products and introducing new ones, for example, Apple. So that means they're changing. Other businesses will have to change in relation to meet the Apple's products and competition. Introducing new and cheaper ways of doing business, for example, internet banking. So banks now are, a lot of them are going online. So a lot of stuff like online banking and that, which is going to reduce their costs, easier for the consumer to do their banking. So that will be competitive, or one way to attract consumers to a bank. And then growing in size, thus forcing competitor firms out of business. So kind of like big businesses buying up small businesses, so the competition is being eliminated and the big business then just getting bigger. The third one then, change in employee expectations. So employees today have higher level of education and bring different skills to the job. They want interesting and well-paid jobs, want flexible and family-friendly working conditions, and are becoming diverse, so working with different nationalities. Fourth one then, changing laws and regulations. Society has become more complex and citizens are more educated and demanding. This has led to new Irish and EU laws affecting businesses. For example, consumer rights, employment law, and fair competition. So we will look at consumer rights. So the Sale of Goods and Supply Services Act, the Consumer Information Act, your employment law, your Unfair Dismissals Act, your Employment Equality Act. And then fifth one then, changes in consumer expectations. So consumer tastes and fashions are changing all the time due to the internet and TV. Rising education level means consumers are more quality conscious. Increasing competition is leading to fewer loyal customers, and ethical and green decision issues are becoming more important. So your expectations. So what is your expectation of the product before you buy it? What are you expecting? If it's meet your expectations, you're going to go back and have repeat purchases. If not, you're going to go to a competitor. And there's increased competition trying to attract customers across with offers and that. So they're the main reasons for changes in a business.